Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspans Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plum... No, that's wrong.
Is it?
No.
Hey, I mean, sometimes it's this week, sometimes it's today's. I mean, yeah.
Hey everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is it good to be a Jedi in the prequel trilogy?
I mean, it's all right.
Well,
I mean, you get a bit of power.
No.
I mean, look.
But
all good things must come to an end, so you can't focus on the end right now.
Okay? It's bad because I will get killed.
Well, no,
I mean, killed by my good troops.
Yeah,
that I was leading. Oh man, a coup.
A coup, yes.
Yeah.
My point is that there is an obvious answer, which is no, but we're going to explore that. But you seem to think the obvious answer was yes.
It rolls and then you die.
Exactly. Because, look, okay, so generally... Look,
chances are when I die in real life, it's because someone has shot me in the back.
No, see, because at this time, you shot in the back of the head, not because of something you did, but because of like someone that doesn't... like, you know, your collective group of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like less personal, you
somebody
know?
Somebody doesn't order 66 on podcast.
I was going to say, yeah, plumbing the Death Star. Like, I have no problem with Joel Dusher. I just hate all three of them.
So I'm going to get them as a group. So we're part of the Jedi Council, presumably, in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Joel Dusho, Joel Zammo, and Jack Balo.
Jack Som Balo.
I like to think that you have those fancy Jedi chairs, but I've had to drag in a wooden chair from outside.
And you scratched the floor.
I want to point out that our names are spelled J apostrophe.
Oh, yeah.
O-E-L.
Yeah.
Joel.
Joel Dusho.
Joel Dusho and Joel Zammo.
Okay, so we go Phantom Menace, right? Mm. We're just kicking it sweet as politicians. Or not even politicians. We're like...
I'm so sorry.
Use the force, you fuckwit!
But I'm bad at it.
Why are you on the council? Not all Jedis are on the council. Yeah. You have to be good. Or at least not annoying.
Gotta be... you get what Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan did, which was chuff off and negotiate on behalf of...
Oh, no, don't put me in their shoes, boys.
Is that what...
That's great to imagine those Trade Federation aliens. They explain it to me and I'm like, what? So can I just stop you there? What are you trying to do? Trade embargoes.
Is that what the role is of the Jedi in episode one?
They're sort of detectives.
It's kind of like...
that's episode two.
That's episode two.
Foreign affairs ministers.
Yeah. Like foreign affairs, or they like, what's that called? And like, you mediate. Are you mediators?
Have I got that job because I'm dog shit at the force?
Is that what the Jedi do?
Well, they just scratch the floor.
It's like basically space lawyers for a bit.
I think it's more like
consulates?
Yeah.
What's a consulate? I'm dumb as shit. What's a consulate?
Don't make me explain it because I'm not going to be able to.
If they represent the Jedi Council, the Jedi Council are like the...
Representative.
Yeah, they're like the governing body.
So we're like a face.
So they're the face of the Jedi Council that are protecting a certain section of space.
Are we like Jehovah's Witness door knockers to be like, Hi, have you heard about the Jedi?
We're not trying to convince people to become Jedis.
Yeah, it's more like we control space. Okay. Jedis control space.
We're basically cops.
Yeah, in this section of space, something skew-whiff is happening. So they're like, we got to make sure everything's up to board. Mm. Jackson, I guess, you scratched the floor. So while we fix that, you're going to go down there and chat to these gross aliens and figure it out.
Scratch the floor you have.
What the fuck have you done? he spoke normal because he was so horrified.
Fucked my floor you have.
Ages to clean this will take. Carpenter I will have to get in.
I'm sorry, Yoda. No one... He'll just, like, wave his hand.
You see how much that took from me?
He just wants to chew me out. Yeah. He knows I don't pay attention in meetings.
Well, it's funny to think that if we are put in Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon's roles straight away, the first thing they have to deal with, Jackson's dead.
What are we going to deal with? Oh, no, droids.
No.
Gas.
Gas. The very right, best deadly. Thing.
Dude, what are we going to do?
Like, I'm going to breathe it all in.
It's great to imagine I breathe it all in, hyperventilate, and just fall unconscious and survive that way.
Okay, well, we're just going to use our lightsabers too.
That's great for the aliens on the other side, just seeing you two and me unconscious. How did we get one of you and not all three?
You huffed in heaps of gas, we cut open the door, and then you're just lying on the ground and just a big fart.
Yeah. I'm good again! We just had to get out. Now someone explain to me what we're doing one more time.
So, we're here to...
Abbott, constantly unsure.
We're meant to talk to the Trade Federation about their...
Trade Federation? Are these bug-eyed cunts?
They're doing an embargo. I'll stop talking.
They've blocked the trade routes to Naboo to apply...
I raise my hand.
They've blocked the planet.
Hell.
Yeah, they did a shield. I remember the video.
Did they do a shield or is this like many ships? Surely
don't worry about it. I'm going to say
it's 3D
it's okay.
space. It's not like it's a shipyard. Like,
what if
we're not
fellas,
in the sea?
Excuse me.
It's go Star one Wars. Way. They have guns.
Excuse me, aliens. One second. Fellas, if we just say it's all good and go back and say it's all good... We don't have to bother with this, right?
Also, oh, yeah. Yeah, the amount of like busy work that I could not be bothered doing.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, the shortest, like, hey, trade embargo,
they
whatever
also
it is.
Get off the planet. They get off Naboo in a little ship. Just put all your cargo in little ships.
Yeah.
Just have true. Lots of little Either. Ships.
So we're going to the Trade Federation. The Trade Federation, before they try and gas us, actually have a conversation. We're like, guys, I'll be level. We don't care. Collectively.
You're going to be like, I'm in love with you. We don't know what's going
Unfortunately,
on.
Unfortunately, we get gassed before you even get to say that.
Ah.
We get put in a waiting room by a silver C-3PO and then instantly gassed.
You know that scene in, what's that movie with George Clooney where
the Monuments
Men.
Up in the air.
Where they try and take an assassination attempt on him and he gets real
good
shitty.
Good night and good luck.
Maybe. And he's
it's the...
Ocean's 11.
No.
It's Sienna?
And he gets all shitty because he's like, you don't fucking kill me. You pay me off, you idiots. That's my role.
Chels Amit's corrupt. Should we tell the council? My lightsaber comes out backwards.
Turn it around.
Mine's a bit floppy.
Ow! Turn it around. Burns on my sides.
Yeah.
Anyway. I like Chels, like... I hope that the Force works kind of like a paladin in Dungeons and Dragons. Like, you go to use the Force, it just doesn't work because you've been too corrupt.
Oh, he didn't even become a Sith.
No. Go to move something, lightning shoots out my hand. Huh.
What? If we're dealing with the Trade Federation, are we finding Anakin? Because, again, I won't know what to do.
Oh, okay, so let's
Hang on, what is the...
Yeah.
What is the
We've put ourselves,
turn of events,
gentlemen,
there?
In an unfortunate position where we are being forced to remember the prequels?
Yeah. Okay, so we somehow get out of the droid ship,
yeah.
And then we get jettisoned all the way to Naboo. And then we're like, dang, all this gunkin'.
Misa, coming with ya.
No.
Yusa saved my... No, we're not saving his life. Oh, no, he's getting... Oh, no.
So we land in Naboo and there's like big AT-ATs going around shooting cunts. Maybe? I don't know.
There's big droid speeder things.
Fellas, I say we go back to the Jedi Council and let Qui-Gon take care of this.
We'll go back to the Jedi Council and be like, guys, we cooked this. No, no, wait. We go back to the Jedi Council. We say we did a great job.
Yeah. I'm going to try
the Trade Federation have got this
under control.
I'm going to try and use
a thumbs up
Jedi
mind trick on Yoda.
We didn't fuck up. You did.
Fuck up, you did. Try. Are you serious? Serious, are you?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Jedi Master, I am. Mm. So dumb fucks you are.
Yeah, we would be like, because honestly, because when they get to over Tatooine, they're like, oh, our ship's a bit, you know, cooked. We need to go for parts. I know. Look, I've driven a car with a flat tire for longer than I have needed to. Because I reckon I could get it home.
Yeah.
So I reckon I could get it home.
Absolutely.
We're not going to Tatooine.
We aren't going to Tatooine. We're heading home. And we're heading to the Jedi Council. And
also, Watto will be like, tricks don't work on me, only money. I'm like, okay. And then I walk to another shop and I'm like, give me your money.
The problem there, though, is we never met Watto because we're skipping Tatooine.
Ship explodes. Amidala dead.
It's great to imagine, like, we're like, tuk, tuk, tuk. That noise is strange. Damn, it's like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then, like, smash cut to us coming into the Jedi planet on an exploding ship.
It's fine. Don't you understand? It's a natural force of motion. You guys, it's fine. We just got to aim at Coruscant, and there we're good.
Oh my God, I'm on fire.
I like the idea of...
Fine. Yeah, it's so easy. Like, guys, we're in space, but we're being propelled forward.
You're going to jump to light speed and the ship will just explode.
You're going to jump to light speed, but only half does.
The back half shoots through the front half of the ship.
All right, crushed by the back half of our ship.
We crash land on into the Jedi Council meeting. Oh my God! We're on fire.
It's great to imagine just a calm Jedi Council, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, it's exactly.
Okay, so if we got to that part, that means we did that in Amidala's ship, which means that we went to Naboo and met Amidala.
Okay.
Yes. So did she survive?
I'm going to say maybe.
We have the Force. She sadly does not.
Okay. We could protect her with the Force.
Either way,
surely.
She's maybe lost a leg.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's great to imagine crashing, getting out of the ship, Amidala's leg off, Yoda being like, complete the mission, did you?
Naboo is destroyed.
They're all calm, we're just freaking out. Oh my God, the Queen's lost her
leg! Oh my God, I'm still on fire, Yoda!
What the hell, there's a second one! Who's this other person? A handmaiden? What the hell is this? There's two queens, everybody!
Cloning!
giving me this an idea it has.
Then I guess we just sit down at the council.
Someone gives us all, like, I don't know, an asthma puffer.
So how was your day? Obviously then eventually Qui-Gon finds Anakin and lets us know lets the council know.
Well, presumably after what happened is they then send Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan to actually do it. Same chain of events up until meeting Amidala, because they don't, because we've got her. They come back with just Jar Jar Binks, I guess, in a Gungan ship.
In a Gungan ship. But I guess they also skipped Tatooine. Guys, we're trying to fix this.
Did we stop Darth Vader from happening?
Maybe.
Well, in...
But Palpy knows about Anakin.
Yes,
he created him.
We've just let Anakin fester on a slave world as a slave for longer. So... Whoops.
So we haven't prevented Anakin. We've just made sure that he's definitely bad.
We've made it worse.
He's a bit of a sullen teen in the Clone Wars, but now he's going to be extra sullen.
It seems like a lot of what the Jedis do in the original prequel trilogy, is just sort of discuss things and make plans, you know?
Well, yeah. The whole thing with them in the prequel trilogy, and I think this will suit both of you boys, is they've totally lost touch.
Absolutely.
And they're completely irrelevant, and they're mostly just assigning their own death.
That suits us too.
Again, don't try to assassinate me. You pay me off.
Yeah,
see, that's... Look a blink a blind eye. That's what I do.
Yeah, they meddle in stuff that doesn't matter. Mm. They just kind of very high and mighty, have lots of rules. Yeah.
So Anakin is...
Oh, actually, counterpoint. You'd hate it because it's like you're a priest.
Yeah, that's true.
Being a Jedi in the prequel trilogy.
Yes, because priests have definitely never done that.
They haven't.
That's true.
Read a Bible.
It's good to imagine I didn't
know. My primary school priest ran off with the secretary.
Not a priest anymore.
Yeah. That's Maybe I'll do that.
Anakin marries a lady, not a Jedi anymore, but it's a secret, even though everyone has the Force, so therefore they should be able to sense it.
I think it's probably worthwhile to ask how the Force is manifesting in each of us, and also what our lightsaber colors are. These are worthwhile questions to ask.
I have a green lightsaber because I'm good at the Force.
Now, I like purple because I just like the color.
Mace Windu will not be happy with you.
Mace Windu's going to look real shitty. And I'm just going to be like, oh, I liked it.
All right, so there's a feud happening between Zam and Mace Windu.
I like the idea. Like,
sorry, Joel Zammer. Yeah.
I like the idea that Mace Windu just uses the Force, and because the way that a lightsaber turns red is through like a corrupt kyber crystal. So just you turn your purple one on, and he just like flashes, like waves his hand. You just hear a crack, and then your lightsaber goes red. You're like, oh,
yes, he's a Sith.
It's, like, it's purple, then occasionally, like you know how like a fluorescent light blinks, that, but like occasional red. It's a bit of a strobe light. Don't look into it, everybody.
I like to think mine comes out as a black light, like as in...
A dark saber?
Yeah, no, like as in one of those ones that lets you see semen stains.
Yeah, that's kind of what the dark saber looks like.
I don't know why mine has this
effect.
Like
a UV light?
Yeah, like a UV light. Jackson, have you cummed on the side of your Jedi robe? Yes. How do you know?
I had to clean it up somehow.
I'm not allowed to fuck, apparently. Turns out.
Oh, yeah. I'm breaking that rule.
How? Who wants to fuck a Jedi?
Yeah, that's. I'm sure people are horny for Jedi.
Also, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Twi'leks.
Yeah.
Why them?
They seem like a horny race.
Don't they love fucking? Did I imagine that?
The only... Are you confusing in the original trilogy because Jabba has slave Twi'leks?
No, I'm thinking about the dudes specifically. They all look really horny.
Yeah.
And I guess they're not sexy, horny.
Yeah.
They look like they want to fuck.
Yeah.
I also might be confusing them with the Mass Effect alien race, the Asari or whatever.
Do they want to fuck heaps?
They're real horny.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Go. I'm glad that aliens fuck.
Yeah, me too.
Imagine how sad it would be to find out that all, like, no aliens fuck. I can't wait for Blink-182's guy to prove that aliens exist and that they're horny.
And that they are ready to go.
What? So Tom DeLonge. I'm not going to pretend I don't know his name.
So I guess Anakin is... So we're basically making a big problem bigger because Palpy knows where Anakin is.
Sure.
So he's going to be like going to the dark side harder and faster on Tatooine.
Well,
and that's just going to be ignored by us, which is great, to be honest.
Anakin isn't getting married now.
Yeah, that's true. Let's just assume that as Qui-Gon goes, he makes a pit stop to Anakin's planet, picks him up, brings him to the council, because I'd like to hear our opinions on somebody coming in and being like, this is the kid that'll bring balance to the Force.
What kid?
Anakin.
Oh, balance to the Force kid, right. The prophecy.
Is that your response? You're
hi.
Listening to, you got your earpods in.
Look, hi, Joel Zambo. Look, I don't know why we think we should be governing our whole thing based on a prophecy.
Yeah.
Give him a lightsaber, see what happens.
Give him a lightsaber, get Jackson in there, make him fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Anakin cuts my legs off.
I vote no.
Yeah, can we veto Anakin?
Well, I think this is a part of the game where we forgot how the Phantom Menace goes. Everyone does except Yoda, who gets the final say.
Oh, that's
oh, except maybe Mace Windu is like, maybe we should... No, Mace Windu is like, no.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a mistake. Everyone's like, he's too old and too angry.
Yeah, he's a bit sullen.
I think I just wouldn't really care.
What if we left him on Tatooine? And then he'd just be forged through flames, so maybe he'd come out righteous.
Because he
doesn't...
Yeah,
he,
give him back to Watto.
Yeah.
What? Papa Watto.
Yeah.
That's sad. He's a slave owner.
Yeah, that's sad. Watto's a bad guy. Yeah. Hashtag Watto sucks. Okay, so then in the Clone Wars, obviously the Clone Wars are happening.
So we get... So now we get... We get sent to war.
We do. However, every Jedi's a general.
So
I get to lead an army, baby.
Yeah, but
an army of clones, and their lives are meaningless because they're clones. Cannon fodder. I think I get got before Order 66. My clones rise up because I am not treating them well. They are not people in my eyes.
Yeah,
they are just
cannon fodder.
And if you're treating your
blaster
army...
Blaster fodder?
Yeah, blaster fodder.
And if you're
fodder.
Treating your army like that,
yeah.
And you're the only person in charge of the army,
yeah.
And the enemy... You're wearing a robe that makes it very obvious who you are.
Yeah,
the enemy knows that, and you suck at being a Jedi, because your lightsaber is apparently flaccid.
Flaccid and stroby.
So you glow.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen? The first front, like the moment the first wave happens.
You step
happens,
out of one of those big ships with the holes in the side.
What do you think is going to happen?
I'm getting a bullet in the head.
Yes, you are.
Blast of the air with one of your own clones.
Am I going to die like a war hero?
No. You will be forgotten straight away.
Not even close. Wasn't there someone that had your name too? No. There's only ever one Joel.
What about if I try and like parlay with the...
The droids?
The opposition force, the separatist army.
Yep.
So remembering.
You're going to try and bargain with droids.
And I'll... No, Count Dooku's. And I'll be like, mate.
How are you getting up to Count Dooku?
You'll be shot.
Surely there's just not... there's people leading that.
Yeah, but you can't just walk up to the...
Do you think...
It's like if I was like, oh, dude, what if... Okay, I'm in the war. I'll just walk up to Stalin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm Winston Churchill. I'm just going to go, just walk into Germany, knock on Hitler's door and punch him in the mouth.
Hey, Hitler, what if we just made...
Well, the guy before Churchill actually did have meetings with Hitler.
How early in the war? Yeah.
Just before.
Yeah, not while you're at war.
So the same way...
It's typically frowned upon.
Also, the same way that we had a meeting in The Phantom Menace with... The separatists.
Mm.
But then the war broke out.
Sort of a little bit past that right now.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, hey, plumbing is all cranberries and spice, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish Dusha was missing, presumed dead, and instead it was just Zammit, Jackson, and their good friends Adam and Cass immersing themselves in the fantasy world of Dungeons & Dragons and pretending to be elves or whatever. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&D is for Nerds, our Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
How can I sneaky get in there and basically what I want to try and do.
Betray the Jedi.
Yeah, I can understand.
I know. This isn't a shock.
But I'm going to be like, look, you've got droids. I've got clones. This is a never-ending army. We can die fat and rich. because people are going to be sending money at this, and we just take a bit off the top.
Okay, so Joel Zammit has become a war profiteer. That's not unexpected. This is where we assumed
the most obvious,
it would go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so somehow I want to orchestrate this.
We could end the episode here. Joel Zammit becomes a war hero, war profiteer. Yeah. You die with a gun in your bum somehow on a sand hill. You fall down a hill holding a gun that somehow ends up lodged in your anus, goes off. You're like, oh, you do a little fart and die. And then I try and do good, but end up doing bad. And I find myself a Sith. The end. Thanks. So much. All right, you become a war profiteer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yes.
You've got a gun. You're on a sandy dune.
Inevitably, I slip. I'm like, okay, clones?
And you can use the force. Oh, you choose not to. Clones, follow me. Hey, give me that gun.
Give me that
My
gun.
My sword only reaches this far.
It's little. Yeah. I don't know why mine's so much shorter than everyone else's.
You're holding it the wrong way.
Come to think of it, like a sword, like a lightsaber only does reach that far. Blaster or a sniper
I
rifle.
Thought you were going to be like, lightsaber only reaches so far. I'm going to double mine.
Now there's an idea.
Joel Zammit's lightsaber is way too long.
We also didn't kill Darth Maul.
Oh, so yeah, fuck.
He's around too.
That's okay. He can kill you, probably.
Oh.
Well, that's nice because now like the Sith have an apprentice and a master. They don't need to like go hard at Anakin so fast.
Yeah, that's
except
true.
The Dooku also. Like, I mean, we've already. The
rule of two, you seem to be pretty loose with it. Just saying.
Yeah,
because Dooku is already a Sith when Darth Maul is a Sith.
I think it's unclear what really constitutes a Sith. Let's go back to this gun in my bum.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, clones, follow me. I slip down the sand dune. My hands are really oily because I was eating a salad with a lot of dressing on it, but I didn't have any tongs, so I was just eating with my hands on the ship.
Yeah.
And then as I try to grab the gun, it's
what's
slips
more
out.
Likely than you eating salad with your hands is you're like, oh, I've got this burger, but I hate this bread.
Let me get rid of that, and I'll just put it between my hands and suck it out.
Sucking the meat out
I'll
of a burger.
Suck the meat out of a burger like this, and then I grab the gun and I slip on the sand. Like a bar or so pops out of my hand. I fall face first. My mouth gets full of sand as I glide down like a snowboard down the dune. The blaster rolls down. I guess my robe flaps up. It becomes evident I'm not wearing pants underneath my robe. The blaster flips across the back
rolls
of my thigh.
I like the image. You slide down the hill. You're slowly slowing down as your mouth, the gape fills with sand. You slowly come to a halt. The blaster's just bouncing down the hill, comes in, lodges. Barrel first, between your cheeks.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Some kind of weird kind of sand creature comes up and accidentally pulls the trigger.
Maybe as I'm like, what was that? And stand up, the trigger's pulled.
Like a little...
Oh!
What was it, like a Wumpa rat or whatever they're called?
little
salacious crumb, just like...
It's good to imagine me just putting my robe back down. What happened to the clones?
But would you be conscripted to be a general, or would you take the Obi-Wan route and become a detective?
Oh, that's clever. Look, that seems like we're away from the war. Yeah.
He becomes a detective before the war.
Clone
Wars is between 2 and 3, not 1 and 2.
That's true. Well, we have to become a detective for a bit then.
Or can I just stay at the Jedi Academy and teach?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I feel there's like two paths for me, war profiteer or teacher.
And... do as I say, not what I do.
Just like in real life.
Podcasting is war profiteering.
Well, okay, so I'm getting a gun in my bum.
But I just realized, for us to become a detective, with Jango Fett, the only reason that everyone's a detective is because one of Padme's handmaidens, impersonators, dies. Yeah. Jango Fett killed her.
Yeah.
So then Obi-Wan tries to find out why, but Amidala is...
Without legs.
She's got a sweet droid leg.
But she's presumably with the Jedi Council.
Yeah.
So she isn't...
We're probably not becoming detectives, but Zammit could become a teacher.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you teaching the younglings?
War profiteering. Damn it with the
young ladies. Well, let's see. There's no rule. I guess media to be like, right, try and do more like, look, we need a bit of PR for the Jedi. I know you're all four.
They've got Jedi holocrons.
Yeah, it's great to imagine you're like, right, kids, I don't know why all of our holograms are really glitchy and never get a clear picture. That's what we're working on here today.
Yeah.
Restoration.
Restoration. We're going to try and make this look good. We're in space. We can fly cars. Why does this look so dog shit? I don't understand it.
Sir, I'm four.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Shush. We're having a discussion.
This is the first time I've heard someone say dog shit.
What's a dog?
What's a shit?
You know what shits are. I know you know what Sorry. Shits are.
Poo-doo. You know what poo-doo
it's
is.
It's great to imagine like Yoda walking past that classroom and hearing Zabba being like, you know what shits are. Every one of you knows what a shit is.
Failed, like, right. Okay. I have.
So, what do you want to do? Okay, these are the dog shit. Sorry, dog poo-doo. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bantha poo-doo.
Bantha doo-doo, I think.
Bantha doo-doo. Poo-doo. Doo-doo, whatever. Either way.
I might be wrong.
This is dog shit.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, this is the technology we've got to work with. So, no matter what we have to do.
Bantha equals dog.
Yes.
Doo-doo equals shit.
Yes. Good boys.
That's what the
and
kids
girls.
Have written down well on their done. Notes. Yep.
On the front cover of their books.
So, look, this is Media 101. We somehow don't have a TV station or radio. No one has entertainment. All we have is a dancing Twi'lek. That's it. That's what we love.
Dancing is our entertainment.
There's
in the
bands. You can there's, also there's oh, recordings of bands.
Okay. Yes, we have bands.
We got
have,
music.
We
got
love music.
Music.
We love the genre jizz. Yeah. I'm not making this up.
Everybody loves jizz.
Okay. So who here wants to be a jizz artist?
Everybody
wants to be a jizz artist. All right.
Wrong. You want to be Jedi's? Yoda, get in here.
These kids aren't listening, and I know they know what shits are.
Okay, this is a couple of jizz wannabes.
Maybe break you should have. Mental health what leave, I think, is
what
necessary.
I'm trying to get at is that your communications will always... Look, here's a communication that was meant to be between two Jedi, but for some reason we all have it. So every single communication, just trust me, will fall into the hands of some cunt.
It's so funny that everybody gets every communication.
So, you want to put your best face forward, okay? Because for some reason also... We don't believe in editing. One take only. So everyone, okay, so now everybody, I want you to practice after me.
Yep.
Joel, Zambo, we need your help. You're our only hope. Okay?
Joel, Zambo, we need your help.
You're our only hope. Okay, now get a bit of oomph to that.
Joel Zambo.
Okay, no,
said it backwards.
No, you got to be a bit more like you're in danger.
Joel Zambo, you are my only hope.
We're in danger.
That's all right. Yeah. A plus to you, B for you.
Oh,
this class sucks. Yeah. I wish I was at war.
Yeah, I'm okay. Four.
Now I'll pop up some instruments. Who wants to learn jizz?
I'm already very good at it.
A plus for this handsome boy.
I've been playing jizz pretty loudly on my machine and my ship as we're flying into war. You guys know this genre, jizz?
As the bombs are going off.
I don't know any other songs, but imagine, damn, I know that one.
Imagine, like, again, just a lovely scene of, like, a nice, like, Y-wing or whatever, yeah, bombing the shit out of separatist armies while jizz is being played.
Absolutely.
That'd be jaunty and fun.
War would be good again.
Imagine that. Star Wars, that was jaunty and fun.
All right, so Clone Wars happens.
Yes.
Being conscripted.
So I guess I get conscripted.
Yeah. It's funny that conscripted for a second, I assumed like you're conscripted as a clone, not as a Jedi.
You're conscripted as a general, which is
weird. Hi, I'm a jizz teacher. I don't have experience leading
an
army.
That's okay. You're going to stay here and teach jizz.
All right, kids.
Hi, there's a gun in my bum.
Two. One, two, three.
Jizz.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's good to imagine that after I get the gun in my bum and it fires into my guts, I just don't, like, I don't react. Like, I don't, I'm like, oof, low on my robe. I'm like, anyway, to war. And all my clones are like, are you okay? Yeah. I just fell over. Did nothing else happen? I don't think so.
Coughing up sand.
My throat's pretty dry.
Get like those little droids that are constantly just repairing your guts as your blaster intermittently goes off. Ooh!
Oh my god! Real upset tummy today.
That burger I sucked
making me feel real weird.
What's this? The back to tank? Is that what they're called? Yeah. Can you spend a lot of the war in that?
I spend a lot of the war in like a medical tent, but I refuse to tell people what's going on because I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
Just an upset belly.
I just got sore guts.
I might try that. Do the cash 22 route of just being like constantly in the infirmary.
I thought you were teaching jizz back home.
Yeah, that or war profiteering. I've got many options.
Whatever is going to get Joel Zammert the least amount of work but the most amount of money.
Yeah.
I like to imagine, Dusha, that you maybe were in the middle of trying on a stormtrooper outfit and they're like, all right, buddy, to war. And you're like, wait a second, no. And now you're on the front lines.
With a gun.
Where's my lightsaber? Oh, man. I hope
I'm not in Joel Zammert's army.
Just go to the front, you'll be fine, kids.
No, that's easy because I know how to solve that. Just shoot you in the back.
Oof.
I started on a 66 because I get fed up with yours.
You started early. Help me, like, order 60. Oh, they're all dead.
It's good to imagine.
I reckon if I started order 66 early before order 66 was called, the clones would win.
I like to imagine that you've misplaced your lightsaber so that when they're like, you're like, I'm a Jedi, they're like, prove it. And you're like, ah, Jedi. They're like, get on the ship, idiot.
Damn it.
I look different.
I have a robe somewhere.
But also, look, take off the helmet. I don't look like these guys. They're not alone.
Clock's ticking, get on the ship.
Not a Jango. Come on.
It's good to imagine cutting to like your lightsaber. I imagine it hooked in the back door of a toilet. like you sat down and you're like, this is getting in the way. I hooked it there and misplaced it. Yoda taking a shit, looking up, being like, Joel Dusha.
And his robes are next to it.
I like this shit with, you know, a lot of freedom.
It was hard. I had to get it all out. What happened? No. Because that means Dusha was like, I need Joel Dusha. It's like, I need to take a shit. Oh, I got to get the lightsaber. Got to get my robe off.
I reckon
shit
if
naked.
I was
and then went from that to getting into a stormtrooper.
Just opens the door. Someone's like, oh, I forgot my robe. Shanghai.
I like the idea. Yeah, like, because Jedi have, like, apart from you, Jackson, but underneath the robes, they wear like those tan pants in the shot.
That's
so
true.
I'm probably just wandering around in that.
that weird karate gi.
And then you're on the front lines fighting droids.
I'm like wearing robes. Like everyone wears robes. The clones wore those blue robes.
Shut up and get on the ship. Yeah, but I'm not wearing blue robes.
This isn't a clone phase.
I am different from these.
Shut up, cloney. Get on the ship.
I'm like doing the force. They're like, you're a special clone. I don't care.
I don't care. I have so many clones to deal with. I'm not a clone.
Shut up, clone. That's exactly what a clone would say. You know how many clones told me they weren't clones? Get on the ship.
None? Yes.
That's right.
None, because it's obvious who isn't a clone.
Because we bred them for obedience.
It's good to imagine you on like one of those.
Well, that's bad. They've been bred for obedience, but then they've got me amongst their ranks. And if they think I'm one of them and then I'm disobedient, then I might accidentally... I'm going to start a revolution.
Absolutely. Starting a clone revolution.
There's going to be three factions in this war.
Yeah.
The Jedi clones, the Separatists, and whatever I've started.
Yeah, look.
Joel Dusha's fighting battalion.
As opposed to what that general cunt has been saying, you guys are people. You ever think about that? You got feelings?
Hey, you guys know I'm not a clone, right?
They're like, yes, we are not clones. I'm like, no! You've taken a motivation.
Look at my face. Look at yours.
Yes. Exactly. Look at
like,
our
yes,
faces.
Yes, we're all different. Everyone has a face. No!
I can tell the subtle differences between each clone. No! Exactly. My name is Joel Dusha.
Yes, my name is Joel Dusha.
No, I am Joel Dusha. The Joel Dusha Battalion. I heard there were a whole bunch of Joel Dusha clones somewhere in here.
See?
I thought I knew a Joel Dusha, but I think I only know one Joel.
See, told you he was a clone all the time. He would complain and say he wasn't a clone, but
we knew he was a clone.
We knew.
All right, well, episode 3, I guess all the Sith shit is happening. Whilst we're at war, when does Sheev come to power?
In episode 3, so after the war.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're not dealing with any of that politics.
No.
We come back from the war. Am I the only one who came back a war hero?
Did you come back a war hero?
Did I come back a disgraced war hero?
You come back, well, we come back and you're one of the greatest jizz teachers of all time. That, yeah.
And you come back with still sore guts and they can't fix the problem.
Yeah, they said that, I don't know, I wasn't listening.
There are constant nanobots at your stomach.
My belly hurts like so much, dude.
I haven't shit in months.
Just like an R2-D2 unit plugged into your side.
I don't know what he's there for, but the doctor says if I unplug him, he'll be mad. And I'll die or some shit. Anyway, what's happened while we're away?
Anyway, well, welcome back, gang. My students are going to be performing the Welcome Back Jizz performance.
All right, and a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
I like to imagine leaning over to you, who's very battle-worn from fighting as a clone. I love this song.
There's going to be people that are listening to this episode and are infuriated because I counted into the same song in different time. Signatures both times.
That's the beauty of jizz.
Yeah. Counted in 3/4 and 4/4. Same song.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, jizz is about the notes you don't play or whatever.
Jizz is about the jaunty.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nothing but the jaunt.
Okay, so Anakin has become a Sith. We weren't paying attention, but here it is.
That means Mace Windu's dead.
Oh, that's sad. We come back and he's
dead. You can have a purple lightsaber now.
Yeah, you don't know. He doesn't know how to fix it.
I'm now using my lightsaber as a bit of a conductor. It flops a bit, but it's all right.
I guess none of us have, like, the emotional connection to Anakin to do anything about
it. I probably shot at him.
Yes, that's true. During the war, you fought Anakin. Have we let you back in?
I don't come back.
No. Yeah. Just me, and I'm like, I always knew one Joel. That's true.
So I think what you'll probably have is rather than face down with Anakin, you'll face down with me later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll come back.
The rule of two will be widened to accommodate Joel Dooter.
Well, I won't be a Sith because I also don't care about them.
Yeah,
I
guess so you're not what is the Joel Dusho troops of doing?
Yeah, after the war. Yeah, what are you retiring?
After we won the war.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to win a war and because wars are usually over something, but we won a war
over nothing. Frustration.
Maybe you might have started a bigger movement. So I guess by that point, you don't have any, like the clones.
I become like the Clone Liberation Front.
Yeah, absolutely. All the clones are called Joel Dusho.
Does that mean,
that goes against your whole message, but that's fine.
All the clones have now become Joel Dushos.
Yeah.
And so they're now shifted off to somewhere else. And they're like, you're basically going Whitaker's role in Rogue One. You know, a bit kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I probably go back to, what's a clone planet called?
Kamino or some shit.
Kimono.
Yeah. Go back to Kamino, and then I'm like, this needs to stop.
Yeah. So
I'll probably end up running a revolution.
Yeah. So that's your home world.
And I now control the clones.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. So, but now that you've sucked all the clone resources out of the Jedi, does that mean the Jedi are now fighting the Separatists? Maybe the Separatists might have won. Because the Jedi don't have clones to throw at their army.
No.
So the Separatists attack. But then I wonder if.
Because now the Jedi's now are just basically the military.
Yeah.
And maybe they actually have to have actual conscripts. I think actual people fighting in the military.
It might be at this point that I flee the Jedi, where I'm like, this is crumbling.
As you run away,
it hurts more when I run. I don't know why.
We start making anti-war jizz.
Don't go to war. Yeah. Anti-war jizz being exactly the same as regular jizz is really funny. Whoa, this is awakening something in me. Viva a revolution.
Viva stay at home. Yeah. Don't go to war.
So yeah, so I try and while you're doing a revolution of clones, I'm doing a revolution in jizz.
Music.
Mm-hmm. No, just jizz.
And I like to think I'm getting away. I like to imagine a scene where I flee the Jedi Council and you think I'm going to get on a speeder bike, but I get on a bicycle.
Have we made the Jedi more useless? Like, because we've taken
away their army.
I've taken away maybe some of their students and with the movement of jizz.
Yeah.
Those younglings that get got in the end, hopefully at least maybe half are now in my jizz band.
It is great to imagine as
That means Anakin's going to come back, and because you never left for war, you'll have to fight Anakin kills your children.
He'll be like, I'm here to kill the Jedi Order. We're like, but we've started our own jizz academy.
It's the jizz academy
next door. You're after the Jedi Academy.
We're just Jesus. It's so funny to imagine, like, Anakin wiping out younglings and, like, the people on the Titanic, you're like, turn to your jizz band and you're like, one last song.
Don't go to war.
Joel Zammit is ran through after he bows for his wife's last jizz performance.
Cut in half like Darth Maul.
That's the beginning of Order 66.
Yeah. They're like, initiate Order 66, and my clones just turn their radio off. Well, yeah, they say initiate Order 66 and nothing happens. Yeah. There's no clones.
It's just Anakin.
It's just a bunch of Jedi being like,
oh, wait, the Jedi will win. What? Because it's all of the Jedi versus Anakin. Yeah.
That's true. But he's very powerful in the Force.
Yeah, but...
No, I guess maybe not against all of the Jedi.
Well, it couldn't be Dooku.
It depends what the Jedi do once they no longer have a clone army.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, if they're just constricting, like, you know, like Coruscant people or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if they're just like, well, I guess we're just forming... Or do the Jedi be like, well, we need more people in our... Let's just open up the doors and let's get as many people that we can.
You're a little bit Force-sensitive. You kind of have a sixth sense about people. That counts.
Have you ever guessed someone said pick a number between 1 and 10 and you got it right?
Welcome to the Academy.
Here's your saber. Let's just like, maybe we'll like...
It's great to imagine all the sabers are really little because they've had to cut down on resources. Everyone's
getting
got
everyone
lightsaber
in,
daggers.
Like just a big needle full of midi-chlorines just jamming it into like conscripts being like, you're a Jedi, you're a Jedi.
But then who is enacting Order 66?
Palpatine.
Palpy's like, well, we have a lot of Jedi, but they're all shit Jedi.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe the Jedi have just fucked themselves over now.
Maybe
they've... Because again, if the Force of the Jedi is like, say, a liter of juice, and it has like 10 people, so 10 people sharing 1 liter of juice, it's like, look, everyone gets a little bit of juice, but everyone's bit, you know, yeah.
I can't remember now, if that's actually how it works in Star Wars or if that's what the Sith think is how it works, but isn't actually how it works.
But they got, yeah.
I like to think there's a
it's
juice
definitely
reservoir.
Touched on, and I can't remember why.
Do they use the juice metaphor in the movie?
If they're diluting their if the Jedi Academy are like, fuck, we need more like boots on the ground, and they just open it up, then that juice gets like, they just got to add a lot of water to that juice.
Absolutely. I'm pretty confident that's what the Sith thing happened, which is why it's a rule of twos, but it's not actually accurate.
No, okay. Well, either way, does that mean
it makes sense if it is the Sith thing for Joel Zammit to latch on to?
Yeah.
Does that mean Order 66 just doesn't work?
Well, they say initiate Order 66 and nothing happens.
Yeah.
But the war might still be won by the Separatists.
Yeah. I guess Order 66, because like Palpy's not going to be like Order 66. Like, blows up. The clones are there.
Who stops the... the battle droids never stopped, are they?
Maybe they do it to the droids instead.
The droids that are already been shooting at the Jedi. They say initiate Order 66 and they just like, keep shooting.
Droids shoot harder.
Roger, roger.
Good.
Well,
they shoot better now.
Yeah.
I still like to imagine chips. Joel Zammit is killed. He can get me. That's fine.
Exactly.
I'm not doing much.
Exactly. What I like to imagine, Cross, we've like, you know, defected a little bit. We had a Jizz Academy, but it's right next door. It's almost the same architecture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when like that wonderful scene of Anakin, like when he's in the robes walking up with he's like, well, he doesn't have troopers anymore. Walking up, I guess, by himself.
Yeah, alone.
And maybe some of the Trade Federation?
Yeah.
Battle droids. Gungan's there.
He's like there. He looks at the two buildings like, which?
Which one?
I haven't been here for a while. Fuck.
Was there two? And then he comes in and we're like, we're just humble Jizzes.
He even killed Jizzlings.
So, yeah. Well...
Well, I guess most of the Jedi survive. Unless the clones decide to turn on you.
No, but they don't know.
Well, I suppose they can't just turn off the radio. That's
and also,
true.
And also, he's a clone.
Yeah, no, what ends up happening is I end up being the last Jedi.
I don't think he'd bother coming for me.
You'll probably just die of blaster boards to the guts. Eventually, or alternatively, you're like, man, I haven't shit in 3 months. And then you take a shit and just shit the gun out.
Oh my God! That makes so much fucking sense.
You shit the gun out, you turn around, you look at it, you're like, ah! And then it goes off, shoots you in the head.
Oh! Your R2-D2 support bot is sad. It drags around the dead Jackson. It becomes the narrator of all further trilogies. I love this. I love this R2-D2 robot with a rotting corpse attached to it.
Well, look, if we were to be around for the original trilogy, we all need to go into hiding somehow. So okay. I like to imagine
I cloned all of us.
I get fake legs. Yeah. Like the Darth Maul in the EU.
Yeah. You get do you mean like spider legs?
Yeah. They help me jizz.
So, well, Darth Maul has spider legs for a bit, but then he just gets metal normal legs. Yeah, Which ones would you like?
Spider legs.
Spider legs.
I like to think that I flee to Dagobah first.
Yeah, it is like
stay here, I was going to. There's room for two.
I'm just very annoying.
Just forewarning. I am very annoying, Yoda, so it won't be fun for you.
And you, I guess, are leader of Kimono.
Yeah, it's still on Kimono.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll have to meet up on Tatooine to see how we go with the original trilogy. But that is a story for another time in another galaxy. Diddle, 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 diddle. Keep listening. Anyway, and on that note, I've been Joel Dusher, Jedi Knight, survivor, leader of the clone army, also brackets clone question mark.
I've been Jax Mo Balo, general nuisance with a blaster on his asshole.
And I have been Joel Zambo, master jizz performer?
War profiteer.
Slash war profiteer.
Jizz player and slash war profiteer.
Yeah, it's been good.
Truly jack of all trades.
Oh, yeah, it would be good. I forgot to answer the question.
Oh, yeah, it would be good.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be
great.
Good.
It'd be
good. Good. I think probably I'd have a good time.
Yeah, the best. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead. And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.